Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
How often do you take time to reflect? One of the things I love to do is sit on my back patio and watch nature. Get the opportunity, especially in the sunset as it sets over the trees, just to sit and ponder and think through how my day has gone, what lessons that I've learned, some opportunities for me to improve, and just create some space for me to sit, think, and process what's just going on in life. If we don't create the margin for us to sit and think and process, we will continue to run into repeating issues or miss out on opportunities for us to grow as a person. So part of your daily routine, weekly routine, what have you, is to take a minute to sit and process and think what has gone on within this space, what have you learned through a particular experience, and how can you apply those lessons to a new venture or new opportunity or just the next day so that you can either repeat the same outcomes that you hope to repeat or to avoid any outcomes that you don't want to experience. And what's key about this too, from a macro perspective, from a leadership perspective, is that if we create the environments for not only ourselves, but for others to think and to process and to reflect and engage what we have experienced as a collective, we can see new ideas spark and get to understand from different vantage points how a person experiences a same situation. And that gives us new insights and new light to understand, oh, that's how you experienced that, or that's what you learned? I never thought of that before. And it opens up doors and puts light to different blind spots that you may have. And it'll just enhance your own thinking and knowledge and expand your awareness. So whatever you're doing in this space, one, you have to take the time for yourself to sit and process and think and find that space for you wherever that is. And two, think about how you can create a similar space for others and not just rush through life and rush through experiences to try to get to the next thing, but sit, pause, and reflect for your own self-care and for your own health, and be able to reflect on what you're learning and experiencing and create a space where other people could do the same. And that will help expand your expertise, expand your knowledge and awareness, but more importantly, give you the necessary rest you need to survive and sustain your capabilities to go right back out there and lead again.